G'day, this is Nurki with another AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. This time on the topic of social guilt, social arrogance, and forced morality. I came up with the ideas of this podcast when listening to Mizar's response to my podcast thread titled New Age Religion, True Spiritual Enlightenment, which is podcast reply number 5 if you're looking for it. Mizar went over for a couple of minutes about morality, and that got me thinking about a little bit about social guilt, arrogance, and forced morality. Nothing really to do with Mizar's response, just along the same topic lines. Nonetheless, his podcast is interesting, so you should take a look at it. I've done a lot of contemplating lately and sitting back and watching a lot of social interactions with both myself and watching strangers talk with each other. And I've tended to notice that quite a few of our social interactions and the things that we do in relate to our social being are driven by guilt and fear. For example, on the train home, I tend to notice that everyone sits there and looks very solemn and scared. And if you actually go anywhere near them, if you don't look anything like a metrosexual or a person in a suit, i.e. even remotely scary, all the yuppies tend to look towards their bag and do a quick glance at the handbag to make sure that you're not going to steal it and bring it closer towards them, maybe to protect themselves with mace that they've got hidden in there, or just to make sure that you don't steal anything from their bag. And when a gang of foreigners or just a group of foreigners start making a lot of noise on the train or even just walk onto the train, you'll notice that a lot of the white people tend to look very scared and start being extremely apprehensive when they hear loud noises on the train. And how does this relate to social guilt? Apparently, people's reactions are supposed to make the rest of us want to avoid giving them a reason to have those reactions. To avoid sounding selfish, actually, no, I'm not going to avoid sounding selfish. I could really care less about what other people think when I'm trying to just sit there on the train and walk from the train door to my seat. If other people are going to easily be scared by a person that is barely even scary, that's their problem. I'm not going to change my social interactions because I make them feel uncomfortable. That's their problem, not mine. If anyone else thinks that this is just selfish and arrogant, well, I'd like to pose the question of why is it that a lot of people that proclaim do-nots also tend to do it themselves? There is a huge amount of hypocrisy in social interactions. For example, everybody likes to try and pretend that the people around them are their friends, but when it actually comes to talking about anything deep and meaningful, they totally crap their pants and run away screaming. To later go home and cry that they're alone in a room of 100 people and that they're lonely and live miserable lives. That's pathetic. I reckon that everyone should stop worrying about what other people think. Stop feeling guilty for offending the easily offendable who can't raise their stress thresholds and are incapable of dealing with situations because they're weak. And that we should break down the social barriers of piss-farting around and having social honeymoons where we spend, 6 weeks or something pretending to be someone's friend, and then we finally get into the deep and meaningful. Let's just go straight into the deep and meaningful and talk important things with complete strangers without having any bias because of previous experience with the person and guilt. Because we'll probably never actually see that person again, therefore there's nothing to feel guilty about because we've just opened our hearts to them. Now, this view of being deep and meaningful with complete strangers, I've noticed lately, has been seen as being quite barbaric and scares quite a few people who are used to living in nice little apartments with dogs, cats, whatever, blah, 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 a nice cushy job and an unchanging, boring existence. If you even remotely shake up that existence, they completely shit themselves. And they proclaim that people being open with strangers is offensive. Well, it is offensive to not be open with strangers to me. So therefore, does that mean I should go around forcing all of them to talk to me because I feel like being deep and meaningful with a complete stranger? Not really. If someone doesn't want to talk to me, fine, bugger them, I'll just move on and talk to somebody else. If they want to throw me glancing looks that make them think that they're better than me, well, that's their problem. If they want to be judgmental and think that they're better than somebody else and try and lay down a guilt trip on the other person for doing something that's natural to them, well, that's extremely arrogant, and we don't really need those sort of people in society because that's what hinders progress. Now, on the topic of social arrogance, I've noticed a lot of people who proclaim do's and do nots in their own moral stance seem to make themselves feel better by saying them. I'm really sick to death of people that like to tell other people how to run their lives, which brings me up to the forced morality arguments. In a true society where people work for the commune and the rest of the tribe and the groups, why is it okay to impose our own will upon other people when it was done to us and we probably didn't like it, even though we wouldn't have known that we didn't like it? We weren't shown any other options. I believe that morals and values should be self-evident, that you should not borrow them from somebody else, that they should always be there and be empirical. It will just take you time to learn how to truly express your values. Because in my belief, a self-driven cause for the group is far more honourable than having it forced upon you. It even brings about an image of falsehood. I would rather be interacting with a group of people that are honest with their opinions and their feelings and their values, instead of living the life of somebody who's forced them into those values, opinions and actions. I.e. people that I interact with that piss fart around trying to not offend me, well, I could really care less. Not because I'm crazy and selfish or anything like that, but because I'm not as easily offended as quite a few other people. So I tell my friends, say whatever the hell you want, it doesn't offend me, it's constructive criticism. I don't give them guilt trips for doing something that I may not like. I actually encourage it and give them credit when they do so. But the most annoying type of people are the family members who try to impose their own will upon you because they think they're doing something good for you. We all probably know the stories about people, well, we probably all live the life of people who have to deal with the family once every year at Christmas time or sometimes at Thanksgiving or Passover or whatever family gathering that you have that happens once a year, in which we have the older family members trying to tell the younger ones what to do, the younger ones rebelling and not really caring about what the older ones think. Surely I'm not the only one that's sick of Christian family members trying to tell the so-called atheist family members that their being non-religious is immoral and that they should have some moral values. Well, I'd like to tell them to shove it up their ass, in case they're listening, by the way. But frankly, I'm just sick of other people trying to make themselves look better by crapping on about their own morals and beliefs, trying to make other people's so-called lack of morals seem inferior and barbaric. Well, which is more false? The one that's been imposed upon you by the church and by your family members, or the ones that you've come to conclusions of on your own and you actually live by instead of just preaching? Yes, it might be true that a lot of Christians and Catholics believe that they're doing good for society, but sometimes they need to learn when to just back the hell off and let nature and people's interactions and values run their own course instead of having them forced upon other people. By other people, I mean. Well, this is Nurki ending his waffle on social guilt, social arrogance, and forced morality. This is Nurki, signing out. Infinite Global Country.